Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Nayana Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Kuchayana Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschakti Vishnu.
Srila Prabhupada said that our movement is not a religious movement. There's no real word for religion in Indian language. It means like a sectarian movement. These are all actually, our movement is so non-sectarian that there's not even any real, well, religious in the sense that it's there in the Western languages. It's not, the term isn't even there in Indian languages. Yeah, in Western languages, or just like in English, the word there is religion. That means it has the connotation of something which is something one believes in and it's part of your life. And the idea that there are different religions. But now, of course, in Indian languages, they talk about Hindu dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma, and so on. But in traditional Indian culture, there was no idea of like there being different religions, but rather the idea was that it's different manifestations of dharma. Actually, within Indian culture, there was... Anyway, it's getting too far. Then we get into our philosophical. I better keep it simple. Yeah, Prabhupada said our religion, when Srila Prabhupada was asked about this religion, he said, it's not a religion, it's a philosophical, cultural, and educational movement meant for the re-spiritualization of the world. So, philosophical, cultural, and educational. Now, just last Sunday in Bangalore, I gave a lecture on the differences between modern education and Vedic education. Education is vidya. Is it? It means knowledge, but education is something different, isn't it? That's shiksha, isn't it? Education can mean, usually in English when you say education, it means the act of educating. It doesn't mean what you've learned. So it means more like shiksha. Shiksha vidhan or something like that. Because there's no difference between Western vidya and Eastern vidya. Vidya is neither Eastern nor Western. Vidya simply means knowledge. Shiksha, you can say, yeah. Shiksha vidhan or something like that.
Shiksha vidhan.
Yeah, Vidya, there is no difference, west or east. Here in India, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and believe it or not, in the Western countries, it's the same. Until you start studying quantum mechanics, but that's something different altogether. Then everything becomes crazy. Anyway, never mind about that. Anyway, there were about education, a couple of points more I wanted to make that I forgot to make in Bangalore. Well, education reflects the overall aspirations of the society. Education seeks to mold the child into a person who will be a suitable member of the society. So in Vedic culture, dharma is considered the most important attribute of a human being. So the training is in the foremost training is in dharma. Or as Srila Prabhupada said, the most important feature of Gurukul training is character training, training people, boys in character. Now, in modern society, the most important thing is adharma, I guess. So, the most important thing is sense gratification. And for attainment of sense gratification, there is a competitive society. It's the in the modern age we live in what's called the consumer society. In which people try to, businessmen try to incite people to buy more and more things. And therefore people have to earn money to buy these things. At the present time, there are two very important events going on in the world. One is the Soccer World Cup. And the other, which is generally considered a very important event every year, but which has been overshadowed this year by the Soccer World Cup, is the Wimbledon tennis competition. But actually, of course, these have no real importance at all. But they have been promoted by the mass media. I remember, I think it must be in the early 1980s, I saw in the Telegraph, some newspaper in Calcutta, there was about three lines in the newspaper saying that Argentina had won the Soccer World Cup. It's about three lines like that. And I was surprised because it was just like three lines, whereas in the country I come from, during the World Cup soccer, everyone forgets everything else pretty much. It's like the perverted reflection of being completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So in India there was no interest in this. But now there is interest. How has that happened? Has something altered in the Indian people's genes that they suddenly became interested in soccer? It's some kind of Darwinian chance adjustment that all of a sudden Indians became interested in soccer. It's not Siddhanta. Darwinian Matam. Don't say Siddhanta. Change your language. Your language is wrong. They took the Sanskrit words and misused them. Anyway, the reason why Indians, now I'm making a psychological analysis, why Indians, at least some of them, are interested in soccer is because of the times of India, the Hindu, the TV stations, and so on. Or the Deccan Herald in this part of the world. Isn't it? That's the most important paper in Andhra, in English.
English law.
Yeah. Huh? Deccan Chronicle. Sorry. Sorry. My profound obeisances to the Deccan Chronicle owner. What are they going to do when they split the country, split the state? Anyway. So, they have publicized this. Now, these soccer stars, as they are called, they get paid huge amounts of money. To play one game, they'll be paid like, you know, it's the same in this cricket, right? They get paid crores of rupees for that IPL. Just how long does it last? 1 month or something? And the top players get paid a few crores of rupees, right? So it's promoted by the press and they get people to take an interest in it, and it's all for promoting business. These cricket stars or soccer stars, they get paid so much because they, along with the cricket or the soccer, they promote all different products like Nike shoes and Coca-Cola and insurance and all kinds of things. A few years ago, my dear father told me that one soccer player, his legs were insured by his soccer club for £5 million. But that was 10 years ago, so nowadays it'd be like more like £50 million. So I'm just saying all these things to show how our modern society, it promotes illusion.
Mine